From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
We are not alone this week, and I think you may have heard a bit of laughter in the background. So, lucky listeners, we are delighted this week to be joined by a special guest. And Nigel is going to introduce our guest.
It's always a treat to have a guest, and we've got Jane Harris with us. Jane is a writer. She's about to publish her third novel, which is an amazing accomplishment, and both Martin and I are fingers crossed that it's going to be a fantastic success for her. So, Jane, welcome to From Scratch.
Welcome, and to you too, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about writing. And what kind of a writer are you? Are you someone who sits down at 9 a.m. and you write 1,000 words by coffee, and then you have your coffee, you have your lunch, disciplined, formal, you do everything in to a formula? Or are you a writer who waits for the moment? You know, one day you write 8 words, the next day you write 8,000, just depending on how you feel. How do you write?
I do tend to keep office hours. So I start writing as soon as I wake up, usually, or researching or planning, whatever part of the process I'm in. So that might be 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And then I tend to work all day until late afternoon, early evening, taking little breaks along the way to sort of wander around and do a bit of housework and, you know, consult social media, et cetera, et cetera. And I do tend to work, depending what stage of the process I'm in, but I can be working 7 days a week or more usually 6 days a week. But I do like to try and have a weekend if I can. And at various different parts of the process, I might set myself a word count, but I never do anything too ambitious. I think Stephen King goes for 2,000 words a day. That's too much for me. I think Graham Greene was around the 500 words a day mark. If I can get 1,000 words, which is not very much, it's about 3 pages, but if I can get that, I feel really happy. And I'm always happy to have written. I'm not always happy as I'm writing, but I'm happy to have done it and get to the end of the day and feel that I've got it under my belt. So, I mean, that's the process. I write directly onto computer. When I'm researching, I tend to do lots of handwritten notes, and I can either be writing at my desk or on the couch or sometimes in bed.
Goodness me. In bed or with a computer. That's
in bed with a laptop, yeah.
In bed with a laptop.
There's something about being in that dreamlike state near to sleep that actually I find quite helpful to just let my imagination go and run riot. And if I'm in bed and I've just woken up, that seems to work quite well, just for me.
When you're assembling your research, how do you do that? Do you sit and write with notes surrounding you, or do you take your notes, whittle them down to the points you want to make, and then you write with the research bits that you need for that morning or that day? How do you assemble the myriad of notes and pictures and goodness knows what that you use as the backdrop? Because you write historical fiction, it's not contemporary fiction, so it there's a lot of research involved.
There is a lot of research involved, and that can be from original sources in archives, just book-based research. It can be looking at maps, photographs, pictures, images. So depending on what the kind of research is, that you know, affects how I deal with it. I still sort of stick to the process that I've always had, which is I tend to do these handwritten notes. In an archive, I might take in a computer and type up stuff that I need to. But I do tend to still, I find there's something about writing the notes by hand, and I amass these, I do it on scrap paper, and I amass, probably by the end of the novel, I've got like about 10, maybe 12 lever arch files full of these handwritten notes, which are mostly about the kind of source research that I've done, but some of it is also about the planning of the structure of the novel as well, and also about my thought processes, even questions. As I go along, I'm always posing myself questions. What if this happened? Or what if I did this? Or what if this character did such and such? And then I will write through that process. And by doing that, I come to the conclusion that, yes, maybe that character could do that or would do that or should do that. Or maybe I've gone down a wrong route. But all the notes sort of remain there for me to go back and look through as I go through the process.
Are you the person who does all your research and then you do all your writing, or do you start your research, you get some element of it that you think, right, I've got that, I'll write that bit, I'll park that, I'll do a little bit more research? How do you plan the process of writing a novel?
I suppose it's more organic than that. I mean, I begin with research, usually, a little bit, to see, you know, how much mileage is there in this idea. Then I'll often start, have an attempt at writing a bit of the novel to see if I can get the voice right, the style. And then I go back to research. And then all the way along through the writing process, they go sort of hand in hand, right up to the end. And even after I've sort of finished drafts, I'm still researching, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, making sure that I've got things perfectly correct. For this last novel, I went to the Caribbean because it's set in the Caribbean, just to check, you know, if I stood in this particular place, can I actually see the thing that I've said my character can see from this spot? So I'm even up to the end, I'm kind of catching up on it, and even at the proofing stage. So it sort of never stops.
Martin, do you want to chip in?
It's interesting, Jane. It's like a forensic sort of detail. I presume it's because of the type of fiction that you're writing.
No, it's because I'm anal.
Sorry?
It's because I'm entirely anal. Well, I really am.
But I like the attention to detail. What's that impact have on how long it takes to finish a book? How long typically does it take you to do the whole thing?
It takes me a long, long time. And it is partly because of this. I tend to get lost in research. I think if I hadn't been a writer, I might have wanted to be, it's interesting you use the word forensic, because I would quite have liked to be a detective. Okay. I love tracking things down. I love pinning things down and working out what might have happened, who might have done what. So my tendency is to get a bit lost in the research, which is enjoyable, but it does slow down the process somewhat. And you know, for that and other reasons, my books take longer than, you know, some people's do. My first two books also were quite long. They were about 500-600 pages.
Okay.
You know, that's about twice as long as a normal novel. This latest short book.
Now, how long did your first two novels take?
The first one, if you look at it realistically, it probably took about 14 years. But that was because I began it. It began as a short story and then came back to it 10 right. years later. Uh-huh. But in effect, it did take that long. The next one, that was published in 2006. My next one was published in 2011. That probably took 5 years. And I began this latest one in 2012. So yeah, again, 5 years.
But that means you've got another 12 books in you, which is really good to look forward to.
Yeah, well, let's see how long I live, Nigel.
What fascinates me then is this, you do research and it's a creative process. In terms of our listeners for whom these two things are really important, actually, you know, research, primary research helps us get to some facts and really some understanding of how things are. And then you've got an ability to turn that into something that's compelling for people to read. So if you were to give some advice to people who aren't, you know, writers like you, but who do these two things as a part of their work, you know, they do have to do some research. How, you know, what kind of advice would you give around getting good research and also being able to tell something, you know, turn that into something that people actually might want to read?
Well, I suppose I might suggest to them to go to all the different sources that they can, wherever that might be, original sources, book research, the internet. I found the internet incredibly helpful. And although you can't always trust everything on the internet, you can do a bit of further research. I would also say get it all down on paper somehow, whether that's you know, handwritten that I do or on a computer. The thing that I would say to people, which I don't always do, is organize your research properly so that you can go back and find stuff easily. I'm terribly chaotic, and although it's all there in the files, I would love to be able to organize my research better.